It's 88.5 KCSN. We're here with the Last Shadow Puppets, Alex Turner and Miles Kane. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us, Sky.
Cheers, Sky.
Well, welcome, I guess. Well, not. I do truly welcome you, but I guess more to Miles, who has moved here to Los Angeles in, what, the last year?
Yeah.
And you're now almost four, Alex?
That's right.
I think I remember that you telling the story of how...
Have you two met before?
No, Sky, we have not met. We have not met. No. But it was Josh that kind of, you know, when you worked with him out here,
yeah,
that kind of gave you a taste of LA, yeah?
That's right. I'd found it very confusing prior to that trip, every time I've been here. It certainly wasn't... I remember on the first sort of tours we ever did over there, it was one of the stranger places I think I went. Just because, like anywhere, I think once you make a few friends there, though, you see a different side of it. That's something I've learned by now. But yeah, in the case of Los Angeles, it very much came to life for me during the time the Arctic Monkeys were making this record called Humbug. And with Joshua Homme, which some of which we made out in Joshua Tree, most of it actually, and a little bit we did in LA in Burbank, yeah. But yeah, it meant that we came out here for a few trips over the period of like 6 months, and yeah, really just like, and sort of didn't want to leave at the end of it. But we did, and then the next record, we came back to LA again, made it in that Sound City Studios in Van Nuys, and then we never left really after that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell them what you want, and baby, can find you anything you need. Tell them what you need. Come on, miracle liner, go and get on tiger. Get down on your knees, get down on your knees again. Oh, 50 feet tall, revved up too high. All of our exchanges are by candlelight. I just realized. Walk through the walls and creep up behind. Make sense of a maze that you were stuck outside. Cover your eyes. I've done the humble kind, but he can't deny it. He was born to blow your mind. Oh, something along those lines tonight. Tell them what you want, and baby, it can find you anything you need. Tell them what you need. Down on your knees again. So what's the wish? You make it come true. Simple as a line out of a doo-wop tune. You'll make the moves. I've done the humble kind, but he can't deny he was born to blow your mind. Or something along those lines tonight. and tell them what you want, and baby, he can find you anything you need. Tell them what you need. Down on your knees again.
The new record, yeah. I think you recorded it in, or at least started to work on it in three different cities at different times, right?
Yeah, that's right. Right. The writing was done all over the place, yeah. Because we weren't, like you said, Miles only just moved here, almost right when we'd already written half of it. And, you're right. I think, chances are, it was likely that we'd drift over the years, I suppose, but we just happened to like each other's company and that was one of the reasons for doing it again. I think it had stopped, that much time had gone on that we had began to
wonder if it had happened,
suspect that it might not, and then we might not do it again.
We both came to the end of our cycles kind of with touring from those years, and we both sort of finished. I finished a bit before him, but and then we started writing some tunes that were going to be maybe for my third solo record for back home and stuff. And then in that sort of time of doing that, when Al had finished as well, then we like wrote some tunes. And then some of the first ones, Used to Be My Girl and Aviation, they felt so puppety that we thought, let's do this again kind of thing. You know?
And I was going to ask what... What was the catalyst? You talked about how, it's been 8 years, maybe it's not meant to be. What actually then said, no, it's time?
It was that moment of just us both being,
the intent was he was going to work with you on material for your solo effort.
We just both sort of finished our jobs, and then it was like, right, I was like, well, I'm kind of up for doing another record, and he was like, well, let's write some tunes for that. And then when we were doing that, sat down on the acoustics and writing tunes, it was like, kind of looked at him and said, I can't do these on my own. You know, it was a very sort of much sounded like it could be a Shadow Puppets record.
1, 2, 3, 4 Procession, gloomy conga of glum looking beauties, strolling through the opening scene. Will you want it? It's your decision, honey. My planet. Yours, Centaural, hetero, chromia. Aviation in the evening, I can feel it coming on. Mama told me you should stop, as you mean to go wrong. Right. Senorita, well, you need not come, go get close to me, 'cause I can hear you perfectly clear from here. In the evening, I can feel it coming on. Mama told me you should stop, but you mean elementary hallelujahs and Lisa's dulcet tones. Aviation in the evening, I just can't leave it alone. I reckon I just might have broke the ice. The color of the rain in your eyes, it takes me on a moonlight drive. It's the way you wing it. Why you figuring it out?
On this record, you know, you worked with orchestration. now, in two studios, you worked in Shangri-La.
Yeah.
Malibu's not London, is it?
No, Scott, no. Yeah.
I'm making an assumption.
Yeah, is
that a correct assumption?
That surprised me, actually, upon arrival.
Where was the red bus?
Yeah, where's the red double-decker? Right. I don't see him running around in Malibu.
No.
And then I'm trying to remember, where did you do most of the work with the orchestra? What was the other studio?
It was in town here.
That was in Hollywood, yeah. United.
That was just a couple of days.
Yeah.
Now, when you go in on that theme of... I guess I should take a back pedal and talk about your mutual love for Scott Walker, which you have cited before as something that was a touchstone for the two of you. I imagine when you get an opportunity to create music and Scott's somewhere back in the mind and you have an orchestra in front of you, the possibilities are endless, yeah?
Yeah, man. I mean, on the first record, that was all it was about. You know, it was like Miles turned me on to Scott Walker like around the time we first met, plus a bunch of other music that I'd never heard before. We thought, wouldn't it be boss if like us two kids tried to shoot for something that's, you know, widescreen, like all this stuff we were into. I'm talking about like Scott Walker was the main one, but it was also like, you know, it's like John Barry stuff,
Axelrod,
even David Axelrod,
you know,
some Gainsbourg. I think it's like this second record wears those influences less on its sleeve than the first one did. You know, like in my head, looking back now, like that first album, and perhaps what's good about it maybe is, you know, us two as like 20-year-olds and with that innocence or naivety, like trying to shoot for like a Scott Walker record, not quite making it, and that's maybe like one of the things that's a positive about it. Whereas now, still not saying like we're equipped to like do that thing, but we, you know, it became less about, you know, like the reference material, if you like. And I think it was the moment at which we realized that the reference material wasn't as important as us two just writing songs together and focusing on that, that we started to get somewhere.
1, 2, 3, 4. The real way out, confessional. I wrote your name in white smoke. I drift away for silver faces on display. Wake up in an ice cold sweat, my skin starts to creep. Your heart hovering above my bed, looking down on me. A haunted house, sound effects, Dracula tea. Lover boys, last resort. Secretly comes the getaway car. Lucky stars, that's all that's yours. The drawing board, wake up in an ice cold sweat. My skin starts to cream. You're hovering above my bed, looking down on me. Haunted house sound effects, Dracula teeth. Dracula teeth. Lipstick on my pillow, biting my cheek. Growing yellow as the floorboards creak. Say how it think, yeah. Threatening behavior bounces round my mind. Enthusiasm, paraphernalia. Dracula sees. Dracula sees. Pinball machines on mute.
Together. You bring style to the project, and I can't help but think, you know, we just lost the icon of style. But I'm seeing a Brian Ferry, David Bowie as I sit here being the older guy. I'm feeling the same sense of style in the room with me and making music that does respect, as they both did. They respected a lot of some of the things, the widescreen, as you put it, that you've successfully nailed on this new album. And so that's about as high a praise as I can offer to you guys.
It's a very high praise, yeah.
Well, you deserve it. And we're glad that we were able to spend time with you and have you come out here. It's been fun, guys. I hope you had fun.
Yeah.
No, I did, Sky. And I can think I speak for us both. We had a good time here, man. Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
You got it. It's the last Shadow Puppets Live on 88.5 KCSN.